Welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast Season 3. I am your host, Noelle, and I am so excited to be back sharing with you the most powerful and effective methods, techniques, information, and interviews with extraordinary people from around the world who all understand the energetic superpowers that lie within each and every one of us. Come join our growing community of like-minded people who are learning how to tap into these energetic superpowers and who also know that anything you want for your life is possible. Let's make 2023 the most extraordinary year you have ever had. Come over to manifestfast.life where you can join our ongoing membership. You can also set up a one-on-one consultation with me if you would like more customized support, and you will have access to our downloads, audio, video, and PDF files. I look forward to seeing you over there. Now on with the show. Welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am Noelle, and this is episode 61, Why It's Important to Question Your Own Beliefs. So I recorded a segment, which I'll be leading into in a second here, on beliefs, because beliefs keep us stuck and beliefs will block our greatest manifestations if and when we don't learn to question them, we don't second guess what we're actually believing, and we kind of become stuck within the framework of our own thoughts. So I believe all beliefs have an expiration date, actually, because as we go through life, our beliefs will change, but usually we need certain circumstances, people, situations to shake up those beliefs or to give us like a reason to even question them in the first place. And just use the last 3-4 years as an example, all the things going on in the world. Many people have totally changed their beliefs about certain things, where 4 or 5 years ago, if you had asked them how they felt about something, they'd say, oh, definitely this, or not, definitely not that. And now they feel the opposite, and they actually did start to question their own beliefs, and they did open their mind. I do believe questioning your beliefs is totally correlated with keeping an open mind, being open to learning, being open to expanding and growing and developing and changing. And I do believe that's correlated. Questioning your beliefs is correlated to expansion and growth. Because if we're stuck in your beliefs and not ever willing to question them or change or stay open to new ideas or a new truth, then how can you really grow and expand? So, you know, we are situationally willing to open our minds. And I encourage you to think about how you can open your own mind now and start to question a few of your own beliefs that maybe they're not serving you anymore. Maybe they do have an expiration date that's already come and gone. And it's time to relook at some beliefs, because a lot of times we believe things that are not even true. They're not even factual. It's just they were drilled into us for so long that we believed them without questioning them. And once you start questioning your own beliefs, you will be amazed at how many beliefs you have built your identity around that actually don't make any sense. So it can really shake you up a little, but at the same time, it is exciting and fun because it'll lead you into so much more growth. And yeah, you know, sometimes you start questioning the people in your life, the choices you've made, the things you're doing. Why are you here instead of over there? Why do you have this job instead of that job? Why are you working? And why do you eat these things when you should be eating those things? And all sorts of aspects of your life will start to be questioned, perhaps. That's okay, though. I'm all for staying open, keep learning, keep growing, keep expanding. This is how we manifest what we want for our lives. So without further ado, I'm going to lead into the segment, and I want to know what you think. So please leave a review on iTunes, leave comments, share on social media if you can or you want to, and on with the show. most people are living with so many conditions for other people. They have conditions for all of their relationships. I'll love you if, I'll love you when, I'll love you if you're acting a certain way, doing certain things on the same trajectory as me, if you like the same things, if you believe the same things, if you act in a way that I want you to act, behave in a way that I want you to behave, react in a way that I want you to react, love in a way that I want you to love, speak in a way that I want you to speak, and overall just conditions. We apply so many conditions to all the people in our lives, in these relationships, because we have so many conditions we place on ourselves. So every single person in our life is a reflection of all the conditions that we set for ourselves. So the more conditions we have for ourselves, the more conditions we have for other people. When we are easier on ourselves, we're easier on other people. When we relax with our own dogmatic beliefs, then we relax with other people. And the fascinating thing about all of these conditions that we place on ourselves and everyone in our lives is that beliefs are just thoughts that we choose to think over and over and over and over until they solidify into something we call belief. Because imagine just a fleeting thought that comes into your mind right now, like that palm tree is brown, therefore all palm tree leaves are brown. So, and just imagine you keep repeating that to yourself. That palm tree leaf is brown, so therefore all palm tree leaves are brown. And if you say that enough, over and over and over and over and over, even though that isn't true, even though really it doesn't make any sense, because of course not all palm tree leaves are brown. So think about that. Think about the repetitive nature of saying that to yourself 100 times a day, hearing it 100 times a day, seeing it 100 times a day, even though it's not a fact and it's not actually true, you will believe it. It will not solidify into a belief for you. Nobody will be able to change your mind because you have now made up your mind about that, even though it's not true. And that is how all our beliefs work. That is how all our conditions work. That is how all our dogma and dogmatic everything works, until somebody can come along and shake you out of your belief. For some reason, it's something is said in a certain way, presented in a certain way. You hear it when you're in a certain mood. You see it when you're in a certain mood. Maybe your guards are down in a certain moment. That will shift your belief in a moment to make you question your own beliefs. And I think one of the most important things that we can all do as people is to constantly, continually, forever, question your own beliefs. Question your own beliefs about everything. Question your own beliefs always. Because that is truly the only way to constantly keep your mind open and learning, to keep yourself changing and growing. You have to question your own beliefs. Because we form beliefs at different times in our life for different reasons, under different circumstances and different scenarios and different situations, and never question them. We just accept them forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Even when they don't make sense. Even when logically, factually, they're not even true. We will keep those beliefs until the day we die if we don't learn to question our beliefs and shake up your own self. That's when you will stop placing so many conditions and restrictions and rules on everybody else in your life, is when you learn to question your own beliefs, question your own conditions, be easier on yourself, be more open-minded, be more willing to learn. Because what you thought was true at one moment in your life may completely be 1000% false. I love you.